some interesting developments this week in Cessnock Council with the idea for the brand new swimming centre on the agenda again. Let's find out how it went at council meeting on Wednesday with Councillor Ian Olsen. Good morning, Ian. How did things go on Wednesday? We're not that much closer to a new pool, are we?
No, we're no closer at all. We've actually took a backward step, I believe, at having a deferral on when we make approval on what we want to do.
So why is it that council has decided to go, effectively do nothing and kick the can a little bit further down the road? I understand $20 million or thereabouts is what the new centre is being approximated as costing. Why the move to do nothing at this stage, Ian?
Well, it could be up to $48 million, depending on which design we pick. But the council has, on the night, decided to defer and get more information because they haven't had enough information. Yet we've already had a brief. The new council's had a briefing. They deferred it and asked for a briefing. We had a briefing. We spoke to all the people that's designed it. We've spoken to tour user groups. We've had all the information given to us. And then we make an announcement. We're going to build this massive big pool aquatic centre at Turner Park. And now we're going to say, no, we're going to defer and find out again. We need to make a decision. It's been going on for over 5 years now, and it's very disappointing considering what Maitland's done from start to finish for a year to have an indoor pool.
And of course, if we'd have started this 5 years ago, the cost would be less than it's going to be once it's eventually started. Another story, I guess. But we'll look pretty good once it is there. Of course, a 51-metre outdoor pool and a 25-metre indoor pool as well. The site that has been identified as the most likely is on Aberdeen Road next to the high school at Turner Park. They're both good and bad reasons for this being a site?
Yeah, it's good because it's all sporting fields and it keeps all sporting together. But the bad side of it is that when you have other sporting events on, like a state of and soccer, the car park and the congestion you could have there with this big events and that on could be terrible.
And there were a couple of other sites that have been poked around that as well. You were kind of in favour of putting the pool complex on Maitland Road at East Cessnock. What were your thoughts there?
I thought that would be a better site, make it a standalone site. It would be able to make a huge car park which would cater for all the big major events when they have big titles and stuff like that there. It gives you access to it from the main area of Cessnock. It's on the main road. Bus services go straight past there. So it's got all public services and that available. And I think it was just more logical to have it over there, away from the other events. Because also you've got to move cricket and soccer off a field to be able to put the aquatic centre there. So that's disappointing as well. Yeah, and I also support a 51-metre pool inside, not outside. It would be better inside. It gives us a benefit. 51-metre indoor pool would be better than a 25-metre indoor pool because we've already got a 25-metre indoor pool at Curry. When we need a 51-metre indoor, which can be used 24/7, use it all year.
It makes sense, doesn't it, if that was to happen. Now, Ian, I guess the big $50 million question, so as to speak, is now that it's been deferred, how long likely are we before we'll see some action and possibly starting to dig that new hole?
Well, mate, I don't know. I asked them, they said to defer it. I asked them to make sure we had a time frame on it. So they put 3 months down before it comes back to council again. When it does come back to council, what decision we make, I don't know at this stage, but I'll be disappointed if we don't come up with a decision. We need to make a decision on what we're going to do. Forget about what it costs. Let's look about what we want, and then we can always come back down if we can't find the money. I don't want to see a rate rise for anybody for it, but if we can find, there's a government funding there that we can get. If we can only get a 51-metre indoor pool there, which maybe get away with $8 or $10 million, and we can get that money out of our Section 94 grants, and we can get this money out of the government, well, that's what we need to do. Get something started, get something moving for something positive for the community. But unfortunately, all we seem to get is good news stories going out and nothing happening. And this is another one of them. A good news story, then it gets deferred.
Ian, you better be careful, mate. You're starting to make a lot of sense there for council. We can't have that.
Yeah.
Mate, hopefully...
I've been on council for 20 years and I'm just getting a little bit frustrated.
You should try it from our side, mate. But look, thanks for checking in with us today. When the 3 months is up, hopefully we can have the other side of the good news story for Cessnock ratepayers and indeed pool users as well.
Yes, I'm certainly hoping so, mate.
He is the independent councillor for Cessnock Council, Ian Olsen, talking with us about the now deferred new aquatic centre at Cessnock. 2NURFM 103.7.